Well, ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floors. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend no window panes.
Rex Allen, he ain't got time.
He's one of the legends of Cochise County.
He is one of the legends of Cochise County. Ain't got time to fix him shingles. Ain't got time to fix his house.
I can relate.
When are Rex Allen days? The rodeo and the parade? Is that the spring or fall?
We'll be covering Cochise County here the whole next month. So that'll be one of the things I'm sure we're covering. Broadcasting today, thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House live at Sanderson Ford. We encourage you to get out here today, in particular if you drive a Ford from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Sanderson is giving you a complete free safety inspection. That's from 7 this morning to 2 this afternoon. It is a multi-point inspection. It's absolutely free. There are very limited space for walk-ins or drive-ins. So I encourage you to call them now. Make an appointment for sometime between now and 2 p.m. The number is 623-842-8707. I'll give that number one more time in just a minute, but it is for a free safety inspection today at Sanderson Ford up until 2 p.m. The number again, 623-842-8707. And then from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., for no matter what vehicle you drive, we've got firefighters from the Luke Air Force Base that are going to be out here giving you free child seat safety inspections. Then we're also going to have the Sanderson Ford START technology team. It'll be on site to demonstrate all the various in-vehicle high-tech safety features that all these new cars are coming with, telling you when you're approaching a car that could be in your blind spot, the little sirens go off. It's unbelievable what these cars will do. So SafeLight Auto Glass will be here conducting window repairs and replacement on site. And then we've got special guests. Al McCoy will be here between 9 and 10, the legendary voice of the Suns. And then Luis Gonzalez will be here teaching and talking about driving safely for your teens. He'll be giving that presentation with Baxter from the Arizona Diamondbacks at 10 o'clock on a stage right here next to the Starlighter Cafe at Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue and Maryland. We'll have Luis on here on air in the Rosie on the House show about 9:30, Al McCoy at 9. Absolutely packed show. If you'd like to join us anytime during the conversation, you can by dialing 1-888-767-4348. John J. Harper's in the studio. He'll be talking landscape, garden, and outdoor living here.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to text in, it's 411-923. That's 411-923, or you can email if you've got pictures or digital to send. Info at rosieonthehouse.com. We're checking all of those, even on remote. So whatever form of communication works best for you, we are live and ready.
And then you have Ken Colburn joining us for a data segment on the 5 apps he likes for smartphone use at his house.
I'm not sure all of them are they all apps? It's at least 5 technologies for home.
I played with 3 of them last night. They were cool.
They were some pretty neat ones. So we'll be looking forward to that. In our 10 o'clock hour, we're covering new technology and apps for the home.
That follows our article in today's Arizona Republic about how you can make your home smarter by the use of your smartphone and the different things that we found while we were at the International Builders Show. And Jennifer, you have a special guest you'll be interviewing, a true American inventor entrepreneur.
I do. Carrie, who has invented the Epiphany shower head, but actually Romy and I first met her in 2014 at the National Hardware Show. I got all excited about her product, and then we realized that many of the products at the hardware show, as well as KBiz, are actually not in production. So we interviewed her that year, and she told us about the process. She's made a lot of progress, and she's going to join us. And the reason she's going to join us in the 10 o'clock hour is she's actually developed an app to go with that shower head. So she's going to tell us about her journey and how you...
It's a great story.
It is. And it's a great... She's actually originally from California, but lives in Cincinnati. And it's just such a great timely device because it's just her heart is for saving water in this. Epiphany Showerhead saves you tons. I'll let her tell you the whole story, but she's a great interview. Look forward to talking to her.
You know, one thing I asked Ken in email. I'm excited to hear his response. But there's so many. Okay, so there's an app for this Epiphany Showerhead. Pella has this great new device that helps you control your windows and doors and garage door. Open them, close them. If you've got the inset Pella blinds, you can operate them. You have that American Standard, or is it Linux? Anyway, that thermostat that's in the office, I can't remember.
Well, there's the Nest is one of them, one of the models.
So you've got all these different apps to open. Is there an app that you can say, okay, I'm using this thermostat, bring in the technology from this app. I'm using the Pella InSync for my windows to control. Can you bring it all into one app and control your home so you don't have to, like, open this app, do this, open
I wonder
that
if
app,
Siri can open those apps for you. And I want to know, too, how much of it is really saves time.
That's
you know?
The question. That's the $64,000
well,
question.
If you had one app that could do it all, but if you've got to sit there and go through 40 apps to
one of my biggest questions for Ken Colbert is, okay, if I've downloaded an app to my smartphone that I've decided I don't like or I don't want, I can't figure out how to get rid of the app.
Oh, I can show you that.
You can show me that?
Ask me.
Holy cow.
Well, I don't
well,
know
how
if,
about that?
I don't know if it does. Are you talking about just like holding it down until it shakes and there's the X and you delete?
Uh-huh.
But if you go back to the App Store and look that app up, it doesn't say download. It says open. So it's
is it really?
Is it really ever gone? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, there were
some trade-offs.
The apps that Ken pointed out were super cool. I think we have some super cool ones. And then I want to talk to all of you that are listening to us in the SRP Power Service region because you have probably about a year ago ruled out using solar at your house. Well, we're going to have Dan King here from Harmon Solar talking about the fact that we think we've cracked that code. If you've been waiting or disappointed or mad that you can't have solar at SRP region, I think we've cracked the code. He'll be joining us a little bit later. Solar is available for SRP customers.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.